Well, the humor columnist Dave Barry once wrote about New Year's resolutions. He said, "Don't feel bad. Many people have trouble sticking to their resolutions, and there is a scientific explanation for this. In 1987, a team of psychologists conducted a study in which they monitored the New Year's resolutions of 275 people. After 1 week, the psychologists found that 92% of the people were keeping their resolutions. After 2 weeks, we have no idea what happened because the psychologists had quit monitoring." So, of course, Happy New Year to all of you. Hope you have a blessed and happy New Year's Day. Really, today we think about three things. We think about this great feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. We also know today is the World Day for Peace, so we have to pray for peace in the world. And then, of course, it is New Year's Day, so we should make some goals, make some resolutions to grow closer to our Lord this coming year. So first, let's start with a couple suggestions for some resolutions. And we need to keep our resolutions, our goals, very, I think, practical and very easy to achieve. And again, our goal should be to grow closer to God during this coming year, to increase our love for God, to love God more each day, to love others more each day. And what I'd recommend is to pick three things in three different categories. Do something to improve your prayer life, number one. Second, learn more about your faith, about the Lord every day. And third, share or serve the Lord and others in some way. So those three things. First, with prayer, what can we do to improve our prayer life? Well, the one suggestion I would give you in particular is to spend 1 hour a week in Eucharistic adoration. As you know, on January 13th, we'll be expanding our Eucharistic adoration from Monday mornings to Friday mornings, 24 hours a day, Monday morning to Friday morning in the historic chapel. So I hope each of you have signed up to spend 1 hour with the Lord each week. That by itself will change your life in such a wonderful and dramatic way, to spend that holy hour once a week with the Lord. So commit to a certain hour, maybe Tuesday afternoons at 4 o'clock or Thursday night at 10 o'clock or, you know, Wednesday at midnight, whatever it might be. But I think that is one of the greatest resolutions you could make for this coming year. It will give you so many graces for you and for your family. So do something in that you improve your prayer life. And second, I would recommend learning every day. We have to be lifelong learners. And there are so many wonderful ways to learn in this day and age, not only with outstanding books and trying to read every day in, you know, for 5, 10, 15 minutes, but in our society where so many people spend time commuting, listen to CDs. You know, we have excellent CDs in the vestibule, Catholic Lighthouse CDs, and I recommend each week, you know, take one and give a donation so we can get some more, listen to it, and then pass on the CD to others. Try to have your goal to listen to one a week. And then, or you could also return it the following week and somebody else can listen to it. So if you drive in your car, if you have any commute time whatsoever, use that time well to learn and deepen your faith. When you're at home working around the house, turn on the Catholic channel, turn on EWTN, and just have it on in the background, and you'll hear excellent talks and interviews, and listen to the rosary or to the mass on television. This will increase and develop your knowledge of the faith. So they're very practical, very easy ways to do that. Even when you're in your car, maybe instead of listening to secular music, turn on some of the Christian radio on FM or on satellite radio. Listen to some Christian music when you're driving. This will also help to improve your spiritual life. So, of course, increase your prayer life. Try to keep learning something new about the Lord, about your faith every day. And then share your faith. pick one organization, at least in the parish, and serve God and serve others. It could be something to help pro-life or teaching religious education or Legion of Mary or Knights of Columbus or all these different ways to learn and to share your faith with others. So pick something, maybe a Bible study, maybe go through the Catholicism series of Father Barron, or a Bible study, Walking with Purpose. There's so many, there's dozens of opportunities in the parish to grow in your faith and then to share your faith by visiting the homebound, the shut-ins, or prison ministry is really developing in our parish. More and more people are visiting the prisons. So there are awesome opportunities to share your faith. So I hope that our resolutions this year will include our prayer life and loving God more, and then learning more about our faith every day, and then somehow sharing our faith and serving the Lord. It is, of course, the World Day for Prayer, so I would certainly recommend that each of us every day pray for world peace. The greatest prayer for peace is the Holy Rosary, because that will give us peace within our hearts, peace in your families, peace in our communities, and peace throughout the world. So I would recommend praying for peace, and especially praying for the end of all things that really hurt our peace. And that would be, of course, things like terrorism and abortion and domestic violence and so many things that destroy our peace. So we need to pray for all these things. And then lastly, it is the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. So we consecrate and entrust this year to our Blessed Mother. Consecrate and entrust yourself, your children, your families to our Blessed Mother. Jesus was the first one who consecrated himself to his mother, because he entrusted himself into Mary's womb for 9 months. So if Jesus entrusted himself to Mary, we should do the same. And one way to do this is through the De Montfort consecration, the 33-day preparation. And you can pick a particular feast day of our Blessed Mother and prepare for the 33 days by reading the book on preparation for total consecration, or you can read the Morning Glory. 33 days to Morning Glory is another excellent way to prepare. But try to do this during this coming year, to entrust yourself to Mary, the Mother of God. And out of Our Lady's 2,000 titles, her greatest title is Mother of God. In Greek, it's Theotokos, the God-bearer. This great title of Our Lady defended the divinity of Christ and upheld the divinity of Christ against the heresies, the Nestorian heresy, which said that, you can't call Mary the Mother of God. You can call her the Mother of Jesus or the Mother of Christ, but you can't call her the Mother of God. The Church condemned that heresy and said, no, that is an accurate title theologically, because the child that Mary gave birth to is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God. And remember that a mother doesn't give birth to a nature, she gives birth to a person. And the person that she gave birth to is Jesus, and since Jesus is God, we can call Mary the Mother of God. It's as simple as that. The Bible is very clear that Jesus is God. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So that child that Mary gave birth to is truly Lord and truly God. So we can call Mary the Mother of God. It's in Scripture. Elizabeth said, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And St. Thomas the Apostle, after Jesus rose from the dead, said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, but even more blessed, who have not seen and yet believed. So we honor our Blessed Mother today under her greatest of all her 2,000 titles, the Mother of God. And we're so blessed that this Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, is also our spiritual mother. So let's try to grow closer to Our Lady as well every day through praying of the Holy Rosary, wearing her miraculous medal or brown scapular, and entrusting ourselves to her, and making that 33-day consecration sometime during this year. It is such an incredible spirituality. This is so Christ-centered Marian spirituality that will definitely lead you and your family closer to God this coming year.